There is this very specific moment in like almost every sci-fi movie where the sleek, polished, futuristic technology just suddenly glitches.
Oh, right.
And for the very first time, you actually see the sparking, dangerous wires hiding underneath the surface.
Exactly. The whole illusion of perfection just drops. And suddenly you realize it's not magic, it's just a machine.
Right.
And well, machines can break, or they can be weaponized, or they're just incredibly complicated to build and maintain in the real world.
Which is exactly where we are right now with artificial intelligence. So, welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is to look at a stack of recent blog posts from awesome agents.
Dated June 2026, yeah.
Right. And we are cutting through the noise to give you a really clear panoramic view of the current AI landscape. And whether you're a power user building these tools or you're just watching the headlines, we're tailoring this to help you understand the reality behind all the hype.
Because there's a lot of hype.
So much hype. So just to give you a quick roadmap of what we are unpacking today, we're looking at six major updates. First, ChatGPT hitting 1 billion users while its rivals actually grow much faster. Second, Google suing a massive phishing ring that weaponized Gemini.
That one is wild.
It really is. Third, KPMG pulling a flagship AI report because the AI hallucinated the case studies. Fourth, Meta employees revolting over a mandatory data collection. Well, they call it a gulag.
Yeah, that's their word for it.
Fifth, Mistral AI's massive 20 billion euro valuation as Europe's sovereign alternative. And finally, three brand new scientific papers that actually map the road to artificial superintelligence, or ASI.
Yeah, and if you look at the through line connecting all of these posts, it is really this messy, incredibly high stakes transition. Like, we're moving from AI as a cool lab demo to AI as this deeply embedded, highly disruptive societal infrastructure.
We are totally out of the sandbox.
Exactly. The consequences are real now.
Okay, let's unpack this. We should probably start with the sheer scale of adoption. Like, who is actually using this technology and who is winning the race? Because ChatGPT just hit 1 billion monthly active app users in May 2026.
Which is a staggering baseline.
Right. It's the fastest app in history to do so, under 3.5 years, which totally beats Google Maps and TikTok. But it's kind of like a massive cruise ship versus speedboats. ChatGPT has this massive installed base of 600 million users to grow from, which is hard to move quickly, but the alternatives are catching up incredibly fast.
What's fascinating here is that the growth rates tell a completely different story. That 1 billion figure is huge, but ChatGPT is only growing at 62% year over year right now.
Which sounds good, but not in AI.
Right. In the generative AI space, that's sluggish. Because meanwhile, Anthropic's Claude is sitting at 640% growth, and Meta AI is at 973%.
Wow.
Yeah. And brand loyalty is just incredibly thin right
Oh,
now.
absolutely. I mean, look at what happened when OpenAI announced that Pentagon partnership. ChatGPT uninstalls surged by 295% in a single day.
Yeah, users will just jump ship the second they don't like the vibe.
And that same day, Claude topped the App Store. And it's not just casual users. BCG data shows 75% of global frontline workers are using AI. But there's this massive generational split. Like, 38% of 18 to 29-year-olds use it versus only 18% of those over 50.
And that brings us to the real monetization pressure. Claude recently crossed $30 billion in annualized revenue with only about 1/18th of ChatGPT's user base.
Wait, really? Just 1/18th?
Yeah, because they have this incredibly strong hold on the enterprise and developer segments, they are getting those heavily integrated API contracts.
Right, because when you have 1 billion people rapidly adopting a technology they don't fully comprehend, you just create the ultimate attack surface for bad actors.
Oh, exactly.
Which brings us to the dark side of that scale industrialized phishing. Google is currently suing a Chinese cybercrime network called the Outsider Enterprise.
And they are using REC and the Lanham Act to do it.
Yeah, which is serious. I mean, this network sold an $88 a week phishing as a service kit. It had 290 templates for things like DMVs, EZ Pass, major banks. And subscribers used Google's own Gemini AI to generate custom HTML for fake sites in literally minutes.
It's crazy.
But here is my question. If model providers like Google have so many safety guardrails, how did a subscription service just casually use Gemini to code 9,000 fake sites? It feels like we are building better locks, but the lock pickers just bought a master key.
Well, that is why this is so important. This is the first coordinated legal action targeting Gemini misuse. It really shows the offensive side of generative AI. Once a model is accessible at scale, it just severely lowers the skill floor for cybercriminals. You don't need to know how to code anymore.
You just need a prompt.
Right. And they use this adversary in the middle tech to completely bypass two-factor authentication in real time. The scale is massive. We're talking 1.59 million malicious URLs detected in 6 months.
And 2.5 million fraudulent texts in just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, for you listening, you really need to be careful. Ignore texts about unpaid tolls. Absolutely do not enter MFA codes from text links and set up transaction alerts. The game has changed.
Completely.
But, you know, it's easy to point fingers at scammers. Here's where it gets really interesting. What happens when the most prestigious companies in the world fall victim to the exact same AI pitfalls?
Ah, yes, the hallucination problem.
Right. KPMG literally had to pull its October 2025 flagship report on agentic AI because GPT-0 found that 40 of its 45 citations had fabricated titles.
The researchers called it vibe citing.
Vibe citing. I love that. But it's terrifying. Entire case studies for UBS, Transport for London, the NHS completely invented are just glaringly inaccurate. And the irony here is amazing. The very firms being paid to guide massive corporations on how to deploy AI responsibly are getting caught letting AI hallucinate their own flagship reports.
It really is.
It's like hiring a fitness trainer who secretly uses a robot to run their marathons. And KPMG actually has a global alliance with Anthropic. They sell AI governance services.
This raises an important question about the incentive structure in high-end consulting. These firms are paid to produce really confident, voluminous analysis, right?
Yeah, and fast.
Exactly. AI makes that faster and cheaper, but human verification is a huge bottleneck. So if nobody actually checks the sources, you have enterprise clients building massive business strategies on total fiction.
Which is a perfect segue. Because to fix those hallucinations and build truly autonomous agents, AI companies need massive amounts of highly specific human training data.
And they're going to incredible lengths to get it.
Right. Just look at Meta. They formed a 6,500-person applied AI engineering team in March 2026. And joining was essentially mandatory, or you faced termination.
Yeah, and we're not talking about gig workers here.
No. Senior engineers are being forced to generate coding puzzles and click sequence data to train AI models. The staff are calling it soul-crushing. They are literally calling it the gulag.
Because of the Model Capability Initiative.
Right, which captures keystrokes, mouse movements, screenshots on work laptops with absolutely zero opt-out. Over 1,600 employees signed a petition. Flyers were in the bathrooms. UK staff are even unionizing with Utah.
And then there was that leaked audio of Mark Zuckerberg explicitly saying this is to teach AI how, quote, smart people use computers.
But wait, so instead of paying gig workers a few dollars a task, Meta drafted their own high-salaried senior engineers into a data extraction factory. That's an incredibly expensive brute force way to build an AI.
It is, but you have to contextualize it. Meta realizes that external contractors and synthetic data, like AI training on AI, just aren't enough anymore. Synthetic data leads to model collapse.
Right, it just eats its own tail.
Exactly. To build an AI that can autonomously operate a computer, they need incredibly dense, expert-level human-computer interaction data. And they are clearly willing to risk a massive employee revolt to get it.
Which is pushing a lot of clients away from American tech giants.
Mm-hmm.
With Meta surveilling employees and OpenAI partnering with the Pentagon, European enterprises are throwing massive money at a homegrown alternative.
Enter Mistral AI.
Right, Mistral AI. They were seeking a 3 billion euro Series D round at a 20 billion euro valuation. That nearly doubles their value in under a year.
It's a staggering valuation.
But their annual recurring revenue is $400 million. Meaning investors are paying a steep 58 times multiple. I mean, 58x revenue multiple sounds like a massive bubble, unless they are selling something nobody else has. It sounds like they aren't just selling AI, they're selling a digital border wall.
That is exactly what they are doing. It's a structural advantage.
Yeah.
Regulated European industries simply cannot route proprietary data through San Francisco.
Oh, because of data sovereignty laws.
Right. And Mistral is proving that sovereign AI is a massive, highly lucrative market. Plus, look at their backers. ASML is their largest shareholder at 11%.
Wait, ASML, the company that basically holds a monopoly on making the machines that make the chips.
Yes, the EUV lithography machines. So having them in your corner is a massive hardware supply chain advantage. And Mistral's clients include Airbus, BMW, and the French military, who explicitly want an AI model that doesn't cross U.S. jurisdictional lines.
That makes total sense. So we have millions of users, we have scams, hallucinations, worker revolts, and geopolitical funding wars.
It's a lot.
It is. But where is the actual technology heading? Well, three new science papers just dropped that give us a literal map.
Yeah, and the first one is the tool sense paper.
Right, which exposes something called tool blindness.
Exactly. It shows that current agents score 50 to 64 points lower on realistic tool retrieval than standard benchmarks suggest. They have this thing called knowledge retrieval dissociation.
Meaning, they know how to use the tool if you force them to, but they can't figure out which tool to pick from a toolbox in the real world.
Exactly. They just freeze up or pick the wrong one.
But then there's the Arbor paper from AMD researchers. They built a framework using tree search as an explicit shared working memory across agents, and they achieved a 193% inference throughput improvement,
which is a huge leap in efficiency.
And finally, the DeepMind ASI paper. 14 researchers mapped out four pathways from AGI to artificial superintelligence, including multi-agent emergence.
Right, the idea that superintelligence will come from swarms of smaller agents working together.
So what does this all mean? I mean, if ToolSense shows our current agents are actually blind to their tools in the real world, aren't we basically building the roof of the ASI house before the foundation is poured?
That's exactly the danger. The DeepMind paper argues that ASI won't be a single sudden moment. It'll be a series of societal disruptions. And if we don't fix the fundamental cognitive gaps exposed by ToolSense, these highly capable, coordinating, multi-agent systems described in the Arbor paper could become really powerful and incredibly unpredictable very, very quickly.
Wow. Okay, so looking at all six of these posts independently, it really paints a picture of a technology in its messy adolescence.
Very messy.
It's incredibly powerful. I mean, hitting a billion users, netting 20 billion euro valuations, but it is fundamentally unstable.
Yeah.
It is plagued by hallucinations, cybercrime, and immense labor pressures.
Yeah, the sparking wires are definitely visible right now.
They really are. So I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over on your own. The DeepMind paper suggests that superintelligence might not be one giant brain, but a massive swarm of smaller AI agents working together.
Right.
Based on what we've seen today, if the AI that's writing fake consulting reports starts coordinating with the AI that's building phishing sites and doing it without any human supervision, how will we even know it's real anymore?
That is the $20 billion question.
It really is. Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us today. Keep questioning the headlines, and we will catch you next time.